Name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have some really good readings today, and there's two that I want to focus on quite a bit. The first one being James, and obviously the second one being the Gospel. Luther would call the Epistle of James a right strawy epistle. He didn't think there was any worth to it, any purpose behind it. It was disjointed. He saw it as putting works over faith. Now, the historians actually don't know who this was written to, or necessarily why it was written. What they do know is that it was most probably written by James the Just, who is the brother of Jesus Christ, at least stepbrother. It was probably written around the year 62 AD, which is when James the Just was martyred. Many of the people that actually have come to the Bible study are getting this for a second time now. One of the reasons that I really like this passage, and one of the reasons that this passage scares me so badly, is because this is what I was reading when I got my call to the priesthood. This should scare all of us. Not many of us should be teachers, it says, yet by sitting here, you are. We risk a harsher judgment. It's one that we should be willing to risk for the people that don't have the gospel. But it's terrifying, especially to stand in a situation like this. Me, a lowly steelworker, and actually preach to all of you. But that's one of the reasons that I always remind you that my job isn't to be holier than you, but it is to be holy first. I run the race, and so can you. We hear about the tongue being at one point able to bless and at another curse. Interesting thing about that. If you think of what's been going on in society the last several years, even, we have the great split in the Episcopal Church that produced ACNA. And you have people in ACNA that will actually call people from Tech heretics. Tech stands for the Episcopal Church. It's a difference of opinion. These are our Christian brothers and sisters that oftentimes even sat in pews right next to us in the churches that split off. Now all of a sudden they're calling their best friends heretics. At the same time, with the same-sex marriage, instead of actually going through and listening to the other person with an open heart and an open mind, being compassionate, what's the first word that you hear if you don't agree with it? Well, you're nothing but a bigot. You're no better than Hitler. Really? This is what we've come to? Is it any wonder that Christians as teachers to the world, is it any wonder that people don't want to come to church? Think about that for a minute. I believe in God, but you're nothing but a jerk. That's not how this works. Part of the Epistle of James talks about mistakes and how humans make them. We have an excellent pattern in the gospel. Peter stands there and says, "You are the Messiah." In the very next sentence, he says, you can't suffer and die." Well, mistake number one. Later on, we hear about how Peter denies Christ three times before the cock crows. This is a disciple that has followed him, that has called him Messiah, that recognized the divinity of God in Jesus Christ and says, "I didn't know him. I have no idea who this man is. Leave me alone." Mistake number two. Yet, what does Peter do? Christ comes to him after his resurrection, and three times Some people would say, basically wiping out the denial. Three times, Christ comes to Peter and says, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. The next thing you hear about Peter is him standing before the Sanhedrin, proclaiming who Christ was at the risk of his own life. That's the other part of the gospel we hear today. He who seeks to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for the sake of the gospel will save it. So what's our responsibility? We go out into our communities and we're teachers. We make mistakes. That's not the end. The end is if you don't acknowledge the mistake. You have to acknowledge what you've done wrong and fix it. And then you can be a teacher truly. Anything less is just empty words. There's no saving gospel. There's no hope. Have you called someone a bigot? Have you belittled someone because of their belief? Fix it. Fix it and be what you're meant to be. Gregory of Nazianzus has a wonderful saying. He's one of the church fathers, and it was actually a favorite saying of Father Holtzen at seminary. That which has not been assumed cannot be healed. What does that mean? It means Christ suffered the way we suffered. Christ took the penalty on himself and lived into every aspect of a human life, covered us and healed us. We were given a pattern. We were shown a way to do that. That which has not been assumed cannot be healed. Correct your mistakes and move on. Preach the gospel to a dying world. Preach a gospel of peace and love and hope. Not one of shame, contempt, and insincerity. Be Christians, not spiritual. Amen.